Now, if you're just tuning in wondering what we're up to on this podcast, we're featuring our annual Christmas special with Newfoundland singer and folklorist Anita Best and our special guests, the Nova Scotia duo who call themselves Naming the Twins, and they are showcasing their brand new album of original Christmas songs titled Sing the Winter Away. And we'll return to this right now.
Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song.
All right, I'm going to turn to favorite ladies of mine. They're active these days, and they had a new album out. I talked to them over the summer about this. But they have a Christmas album out as well. They're the Ennis Sisters, and they have a family cottage down in Admiral's Cove. And they used to go and spend Christmas time there.
Yeah, on the Southern Shore.
On the Southern Shore, and down around where Ron Hines comes from, not that far.
Yeah.
Just up from Fairyland. And so this is from their album, The Ennis Sisters Christmas on Ennis Road. Here's the title track.
Snow is softly falling, and the sunshine glistens through the pine. The winter birds are singing oh so sweetly as we head on down to share our Christmas time. We leave that city life behind us. This is time to lighten up our
Ennis Road from the Ennis Sisters. That reminds me. So I'm going to take you back a few years, many years, to your home in Mirasheen, and I'll bet there was singing done at Christmas time, and there might have even been caroling done. I don't know. Did you guys go around caroling?
We didn't. Sometimes you did carols at Christmas concert and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But caroling wasn't a tradition for us. Now it was a tradition in Greens Harbor. Where Roger House's people come from, Roger House and Glenn Simmons, who are cousins. Mr. Simmons was a member of the Greens Harbor carolers, and that was a tradition that was an amazing tradition in Newfoundland. They had four carols that they would learn, and it was at the time when it was most popular and done most often, it was all men, and it was a thing, you know. It was you took pride if you were chosen, if you could sing well enough to be one of the carolers. And what they would do, I remember Henry Crocker telling me he was the leader of the carolers at one point, and he told me that they considered it taking a blessing to every house in the community. So they would visit every house in the community, and they'd start at dark after supper on Christmas Eve, and they'd go into each and every house, and they'd sing the four carols, and they'd go on and on into the night until every house had been visited. And sometimes people would be up, and sometimes people would be asleep. And they'd leave their doors open, of course people did in those days, and the carolers would just go in, sing their four songs, and then they would, there'd be some, maybe a little drink or a little piece of cake or some refreshment left for them on the table, and they'd have that, and then they'd go on to the next house. And they used to sing in shifts, I think. There were 12 of them in all, and six would sing in one house, and then the other six would sing in the next house, and so on and so on, to give themselves a kind of a spell as they were going around. What a beautiful tradition. Imagine lying in your bed in the nighttime, hearing the carolers come into the porch and stamping the snow off their boots, and then standing in the porch or in the kitchen and singing those songs to the sleeping house, you know.
Holy smoke. Any idea what they would have sung?
Well, they sang four particular songs. One was called The Moon Shines Bright and The Stars Give Light, and the other one, The Virgin's So Pure. My gosh, my mind is slipping now. I can't remember the other two.
Did you know any of them, Anita? Are they songs?
Yeah, we used to sing them. Figgy Duff used to sing them. I can just sing you one verse.
Yeah, please do. I was going to ask if you could.
The moon shines bright and the stars give light, a little before it was day. The moon shines bright and the stars give light, a little before it was day. Our Lord, our God, he calls on us and bids us to watch and to pray. Awake, awake, good Christians all. And it just goes on like that. It's just a beautiful song.
Would you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Would you send me a piece of your memory?
A piece of my memory?
Yeah. I mean, how you could just rattle off a couple of courses like that off the top of your head. I want a piece of that memory.
Oh, yeah, I'll send you that. You have to do it by injection, right?
Okay, very good. I'll do it any way I can.
Yes,
how nice is that? Isn't that cool? I mean, those are memories you cherish. My goodness, how lovely is that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Who's doing what? you know what? So here we go. So I was at the Barry McNeil's concert. They do a Christmas tour every year, and this is their 19th. And they've been touring all across Canada. They're back home now, touring in Cape Breton, I believe. But I caught them at the Centrepoint Theatre. It's a lovely venue in Ottawa. And I thought I would spin from their Christmas album. They have three Christmas albums out there, I'm aware of. This is called the Christmas album. This is Carol of the Bells, and here we go.
Silver bells all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song. With joyful ring, all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, fill in the air. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, fill in the air. Gaily they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here, merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. On they said, long without end, their joyful tone to every heart. Hark, how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bring me song with joyful ring, all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, fill in the air. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, fill in the air. Gaily they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here, merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. On they send, on without end, their joyful tone to every cheer from everywhere, fill in the air. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, fill in the air. Gaily they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here, merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. On they send, on without end, their joyful tone to every home. On they send, on without end, their joyful tone to every home.
I'm Geraldine Hallett from The Once. You're listening to my lovely friend, Ron Morris.
Please fill up your mind. I hope you do not cry.
So that's Carol of the Bells. That's from the Barry McNeils. And it's over to you.
Well, for me, it's sort of, I come from an English background, so I'm really partial to the English stuff, you know. The group called Noel Sing We Clear, which consisted of Tony Barrand and John Roberts and some of their friends. I think the lineup changed over the years. They were on the go for a really long time down in New England, because they came over from England, and then Tony was teaching at a university. He lives in Vermont, and John lives in near Albany in New York. And they get together and they do the revels, and they have a lot of fabulous English songs. Noel Sing We Clear, I think there's six or seven albums that they put out around Christmas time with English Christmas carols in them. And I find them fabulously interesting. There's one in particular that it talks about, without mentioning it, the Mummers' Play, the traditional folk play, I don't know if you've heard of the Passion Plays that are done across Europe during Easter time, that are folk versions of the death and resurrection of Christ. This one is the plays that were done at Christmas were sort of pagan versions of that, and this one's called Rise Up Jock, and it just goes through that whole procedure. Rise up, Jock, and sing your song, for the summer is short and the winter long.
And here it is.
As I went out one morning for to take the pleasant air, the birds were singing in the trees and the weather it was fair. I sat for a while to rest me back at the foot of a shady oak, and by there come a band of men with their faces black as smoke. So it's rise up, Jock, and sing your song, for the summer is short and the winter long. Let's all join hands and form a chain till the leaves of springtime bloom again. Now the first to come in was a soldier with his rifle in his hand. He'd just returned from fighting wars in many's the distant land. And he'd left his regiment sleeping at the foot of a foreign hill. And he's returned to England for to kill or to be killed. So it's rise up, junk, and sing your song, for the summer is short and the winter long. Let's all join hands and form a chain till the leaves of springtime bloom again. And the next to come in was a sailor. He'd had just returned from sea. He'd sailed away for 7 long years till at last he was set free. That evening as the sun went down, he anchored by the shore. And he's returned to England for to fight one battle more. So it's rise up, junk, and sing your song, for the summer is short and the winter long. Let's all join hands and fall. Form a chain till the leaves of springtime bloom again. In the middle of the forest, where the blackbird sweet did sing, the soldier and the sailor took their place inside a ring. And when the battle started, they went at it blow by blow. And when the battle ended, down their backs the blood did flow. So it's rise up, junk, and sing your song, for the summer is short and the winter long. Let's all join hands and form a chain till the leaves of springtime bloom again. Now a chimney sweep and a doctor came a-walking arm in arm. And when they saw the bodies there, they showed no alarm. For the doctor, he'd been travelling through Italy, France and Spain. And he had in his bag a tiny flask for to ease the ache and pain. So it's rise up, junk, and sing your song, for the summer is short and the winter long. Let's all join hands and form a chain till the leaves of springtime bloom again. He gave a drink to the soldier who rose up from the ground, and he began for to sing his song as he passed the bottle round. And the sailor the same up from the ground, sure as he was born. And the soldier, the sailor, the doctor and the sweep, they danced into the dawn. So it's rise up, junk, and sing your song, for the summer is short and the winter long. Let's all join hands and fall form a chain till the leaves of springtime bloom again.
That's Rise Up, Jock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening to Ron Moore, Sounds Atlantic. I'm Wayne Chalk from Newfoundland, a singer-songwriter with Buddy Wass's name and the Elephants. I would strongly suggest that you join Ron on a regular basis and experience the best in traditional and current musical offerings from Atlantic Canada. I mean, Ron has got to be good, right? He's got Newfoundland blood.
And to hear poor Uncle John mumbling wishes to O'Neill, it made me feel like everything was fine.
All right, Anita, my goodness, holy cow, we've wended our way through a whack of Christmas music here, and I've just run out of time. But I wanted to ask you, just out of curiosity, so Christmas is just around the corner. What you up to?
Oh, I'm getting ready. I'm when winter comes, you know, Ron, I'm just like the bears. I go in my little cave.
Smart
I don't poke out very much until spring comes again. But Kate and I had stir up Sunday there a couple of weeks ago, and we made Christmas puddings, which we sent off to our friends. And there's more Christmas baking to be done. There's Christmas shortbreads and cookies and stuff like that to be done. And then there's the eggnog to be made.
Oh, lovely.
And the mulled wine. So we'll be, listening to Christmas music, probably listening to VOBB. We have a solstice show tomorrow, Friday, on the solstice. And so we'll be doing that and playing some readings and some Christmas songs and talking to some people who are far away, giving their greetings to the folks here at in the Bombay region and stuff like that. So that's our Christmas, and then we're going to have Christmas dinner with Michael Brzezinski and Anne Marceau.
Excellent.
And some friends of theirs.
How lovely. So you will be ensconced in one of the most beautiful parts of Canada.
And we'll be feasting and making merry.
Lovely. Well, I wish you a very, very Merry Christmas, and you and your lovely daughter.
And I wish you the same, Ron, and I hope you have a very wonderful new year.
Indeed.
I hope 2019 will bring all your wishes and dreams.
I like that.
I hope they'll all come true.
I like that way. I like that way of putting it. I've turned myself to saying I wish you everything that can be good in 2019. Great talking to you again. We'll do this again, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye bye.
So that's our annual Christmas chat with Anita Best from Radio VOBB, the voice of Bombay in Gros Morne National Park, a UNESCO World Heritage Site on the Great Northern Peninsula of Newfoundland and Labrador. And with this, it's time to introduce our featured guests, who are naming the twins. Now, if you don't know who they are, I can tell you that they are Kathleen Glauser and Robbie Smith, and they hail from Shelburne on the southwest coast of Nova Scotia. They've just released their fourth album, a Bill Garrett production, and it's an album you'll want in your collection because it will help you sing the winter away. And in fact, that's the title of this album. And with that, we bring you Naming the Twins from their home in Shelburne, Nova Scotia.
Kathleen Glauser and Robbie Smith, it's nice to have you join us for our Christmas special. Where am I reaching you from?
In the frosty wee village of Shelburne, Nova Scotia, way, way down in what we call southwestern Nova.
Beautiful.
We're far from everything, Ron.
Is it is it winter there yet?
Well,
winter to
temporarily
to Shelburners is just a roller coaster. You know, it just comes and goes and melts, and it's not so bad. I mean, if you can get a little patch of snow for maybe a few days, you're lucky.
I don't know about that. We usually try to escape because neither of us like winter, whether it's a mild one or an extreme one. So we usually try to go on tour and get out of here.
we'll get to on tour in a second. But I just before we get going, I thought I'd mention that I'd jog your memories. We all go back to a concert that I saw you at in my hometown. You were
were
playing with Laura Smith.
Laura
Smith here in Chelsea, and that's where we first connected. That's where I first heard your music, and then when your folks sent along this album, I thought, well, how appropriate for our annual Christmas show, and that Anita Best and I do. So this is your project is titled "Sing the Winter Away." Boy, what a great idea!
Well, yeah, I mean, just as we mentioned a moment ago, not a big fan of shoveling or the really cold weather. So for years now, we knew we needed to record a winter Christmassy album because Robbie had been writing, you know, year after year. He would keep creating these lovely original wintry Christmas songs, and so they were starting to stockpile, and we sort of always knew that we'd call the album Sing the Winter Away, because he had written a really great, what I'm allowed to say this because I didn't write it, right? It's a really great anthem to get to, you know, through the long, dark winter. So yeah, I Sing the Winter Away title track, and we've added some new material. We wanted to co-write a few songs to have some newly finished ones on the album as well. So there you have it.
There we go. Well, why don't we, since this is a music show, why don't we get to the title track here, Sing the Winter Away. This is, a Robbie composition here, if I recall. There are a number of, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
There are a number of co-writes here that you've done as well, Robbie, with either Kath or with other friends, I guess. But why don't you just introduce Sing the Winter Away and we'll play it.
Sing the Winter Away is just the height of optimism. You know, it kind of recognizes what winter is and that you're just going to get through it one way or the other. And the best way is to open your mouth and sing and have fun. And I think it's a celebration of winter, really.
Proper thing to do. Here it is.
Oh, the winter frost is settling in, and I know the snows will soon begin. Air, the leaves are swirled,
the world goes round, round goes the world, and the sun's so slow to brighten the dawn. The autumn harvest time has long since gone, and in the field a scarecrow stands, no crops to guard, just lonely lands. But we've got memories so kind and clear, gathered in warmer times to bring good cheer, to fill our hearts and souls with mirthful song, to keep us safe and glad all winter long. And we'll sing the winter away, sing the winter away.
Though it may be cold and gray outside, it's warm within.
So let's sing the winter away, sing the winter away.
Hearts will dance and play, soon it'll be spring.
La 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 la
la la
la la la la
la
la la la la
la la la la la
la
la
la
la
la la la la
la la la
la la la la la la
la la. A wintry calm has covered the hill,
the wind grows strong and then grows stronger still. Shutters quake with every gust, the storms must come, as come they must. But we've got memories so kind and clear, gathered in warmer times to bring good cheer, to fill our hearts and souls with mirthful song, to keep us safe and glad all winter long. And we'll sing the winter away, sing the winter away.
The glow of summer yet will stay, if to the light we cling.
So let's sing the winter away, sing the winter away.
In our hearts we'll dance and play, and soon it'll be spring.
So let's sing the winter away, sing the winter away.
Though it may be cold and gray outside, it's warm within.
So let's sing the winter away, sing the winter away.
In our hearts we'll dance and play, and soon it'll be spring.
Yes, in our hearts we'll dance and play, and soon it'll be spring. La 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 la.
Sing the Winter Away, everybody. That's the title track. Comes from Robbie and Kathleen's new album.
Hey, folks, it's J.P. Cormier here. You're listening to my old buddy Ron Moores on Sounds Atlantic.
Naming the twins. How did that come about?
That's there's another long answer. We'll try to do it as quickly as we can.
Well, we're not really twins. But when we first started to play a little bit of music together, we kind of looked alike.
Hair was the same shape. Glasses were really the same.
Yeah.
Body shape the same. Same record collection.
Yeah. And she had, you know, one of her first records was one of my first records. And, you know, there were a lot of similarities. Of course, a lot of differences, too.
And I kind of came along and, you know, found Robbie here in this little village where we were living, and he's writing these beautiful songs. And I sort of took one look at the situation and took charge. And I'm like, eat your vegetables, get some fresh air. Come on, finish that song. Hey, let's go on tour. And, he, you know, one day he looked at me and said, oh, you're like the twin sister I never had. So when he sent me an email with 30 suggested names for the duo, because suddenly here we were outperforming, because once we tried a song, we never looked back. And he sent me this email with all these suggested names, but the subject line said, naming the twins. And we liked that better than any of the 30 suggestions that he'd come up with.
Where did you two first meet?
Well, if you know how incredibly tiny our village is, let's just paint a little picture here. There are no traffic lights. There's one main intersection in town where we have, you know, a set of stop signs. Those aren't the only stop signs, but I mean, it's really a small village. We have 1,600 people. You kind of know everybody, in certain circles. And I guess I started getting invited to a music jam session that would happen once a month at a friend's house. And lo and behold, there was Robbie and a whole lot of other really musical people. And at that point, I wasn't a performer or a writer or a singer or anything. And I just somehow suddenly discovered, I guess being submerged in this very musical scene, I discovered that I could harmonize. And Robbie heard me, and we tried a few songs together for a little show he had to do, and the rest is history.
It's one thing for budding musicians and singers to rehearse on their own somewhere, but what they really need to do is get out to a jam kind of situation. And that's where they realize how to blend with other people, and that their music is valid and needs to be developed. And so that's my opinion anyway.
Now, this album, I should tell everybody, this is probably your third album here, I think, something in that order.
That's the fourth.
Fourth one now.
Fourth album. Oh, there we go. Now, this one has been produced, I guess, by Bill Garrett, has it?
Absolutely, yeah. With love and patience and professionalism, he was just a fabulous guy to work with. So we did. He was at the helm for production, and we recorded most of the tracks at Bova Sound with Phil Bova Senior in Ottawa. Another lovely gentleman with an incredible, incredibly vast knowledge of recording gear and technique. And then some final overdubs and mixing at the treatment room in Montreal. So, and that was a guy named Gilles Castillou. So all fabulous people to work with. We thoroughly enjoyed the experience. And I think people will be able to hear the quality in the product.
Who did the graphics for you, Kathy? This is nicely done album. You know, people should pop up onto your website and have a look and order. I'm sure they could order a copy from you. Could they not?
They sure could. Yes, yeah. We happen to have a few on hand.
So I am the packaging department.
Yes, Robbie Smith is the packaging department, and he's available anytime today onwards. Indeed.
Excellent.
For those people who are in the modern world, we are all over those places like CD Baby, iTunes, Bandcamp. They can digitally download. We're on Spotify, Google Play, all those things.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, I want to come back to who else is on the album here with you. But before we do, I think it's time for some music. Why don't we put a couple of tracks here together, Caroling On, and When the Carols Begin. We've got songs about caroling. Would you set those up for us?
Well, When the Carols Began is a song that I wrote with a couple of friends who, well, we really got into the spirit of Christmas and how it goes way back in tradition. And we just wanted to go to the very beginning of how caroling began. And so we came up with this storyline, and which is based on a lot of things that you hear at Christmas time. But it's subtle. It's not, you know, it's not kind of hit you over the head with the religious aspect of it, but it has, you know, a message, and it has a lot of musical themes that are running through it in a short space of time. So it kind of runs a full gamut of sounds. And then
Caroling On
is a joyous kind of it's a tribute to all the musicians or composers, I should say, who have come before, the classical performers, and the influence they had on the music of those who began to carol. So,
and it's sort of done in we kind of envision sort of almost a traveling minstrel sort of a group when we were writing that song. And it was kind of fun. Just a couple of days ago, I, as if I didn't have enough to do, I joined a very small little local choir called the Madrigal Choir. And I took a couple songs to them at the beginning of the practice season, and our choir director did an arrangement of Caroling On. So we sang that as a four-part little choral group just this past Sunday. So that was quite an honor to have that happen. And, you know, kudos to our Bill Smith local guy. He puts in hours and hours of things to help keep the music flowing in this community. You know, he's doing arrangements for bell choirs and choral groups, and wow.
And we've actually had some interest in both of those songs in choir form. So perhaps we're going to, you know, get some real arrangements done for When the Carols Began, and, you know, submit that to some of the choirs that might be interested.
Excellent. All right. Well, in the meantime, we'll have a listen to Caroling On. That's a joint composition with you two, and then we'll wind up with When the Carols Began. Here we go.
Spirit of music, bark and bronze, pay homage to them in parables and songs. Lo, though they are sadly gone, they through our voices go caroling on. With humble strength we sing good cheer. Let joy replace despair and fear. Sweet minstrel sounds to draw you near. With humble strength we sing good cheer. Spirit of music, souls aflight, Vivaldi and Handel, lend us light. Blessed by the muses that grace the night, free from the shadows emerging so bright. Hearts unencumbered we shall sing, clear harmonies will richly ring, dispelling winter's icy sting. Hearts unencumbered we shall sing. Of music, bark and bronze, pay homage to them in parables and songs. Though they are sadly gone, we through their music go caroling on. And so we bid you join in song, we bid you rise and sing along. Though weak alone, together strong. And so we bid you come
really know.
Take the words, make the words fill the hearts of men. The words are mere shadows of what happened then. When heaven's great treasure descended to man. That time-honored night when the carols began. But each year brings closer that first year anew. The older the memory, the more it rings true. He inspired the carols that we humble mortals could sing in choirs, sounding like angels. Sounding almost like angels. Now in love's bright music we honor his birth, scarcely believing he once graced this earth.
Lend the words, blend the words, turn them into song.
Then set them to music where they best belong. Exulting in wonder that first glimpse of him. From manger a radiance the world could not dim. Take the words, make the words fill the hearts of men. The words are mere shadows of what happened then. When heaven's great treasure descended to man. That time-honored night when the carols began. That time-honored night when the carols began.
So that's when the carols began. We backed it with Caroling On. They both come from Sing the Winter Away. And I'm talking with Kathleen and Robbie about their new album. Nice album for the not only the Christmas season, but the winter season as well. You also have a lovely song on here. I thought we'd get you to talk to us about Angels in the Snow. This is another joint composition with you and, I guess, a friend?
Well, Robbie had the idea. The same person that contributed to When the Carols Began was doing a bit of recording work in a studio with Robbie years ago, and they had taken a break from work and gone out for a walk, and somehow they came up with this notion of Angels in the Snow, and they sort of started to work on writing the song, but quickly ran out of steam, and the idea got set aside for years and years and years. And when we traveled to Florida to set up this sort of, you know, sweatshop of songwriting, I'm rummaging around in this bag, and I'm like, what are these cassette tapes doing here with us? Well, they were a bunch of the original ideas that Robbie had recorded on cassette. And so we had a little listen and took some of the ideas, and I guess it took a quite a different turn from the original direction it had, but we finished that song up and completed it, and there you have it, Angels in the Snow. I think it sort of speaks for itself as far as the lyrics go. We won't give away the premise.
And it goes like this.
Snow minted branches bow to us through frosted light. A raven welcomed us and led us through a world of white.
A meadow glistened, we wonder watched when we were shown. And christening the fields, the only footsteps were our own. We spent a day with only laughter, now we know.
Laughter, now we know.
It's not only children who make angels in the snow.
Dry powder drifting from valleys to sun-splashed hills. New sunlight shifting its shadows in radiant spills.
We found a pond that the wind had been sweeping clean. And soon our skates sent us gliding through our wintry scene. We spent a day with only nature, now I see.
Nature, now I see.
My city fortunes mean so little now to me. We spent a day with only laughter, now we know.
Laughter, now we know.
It's not only children who make angels in the snow.
We crossed a bridge where the shoreline shed its icy shoal. Ice droplet to wind chimes echoed from a waterfall.
I held your warm gloved hand, imagining your fingertips. We tasted snowflake kisses drifting down upon our lips. The north wind bestilled its mournful song.
The rushes whispered by the river long. We stoked a bonfire, wood smoke curled from melting snow.
Our faces under all aglow. We spent a day with only nature, now I see.
Nature, now I see.
My city fortunes mean so little now to me. We spent a day with only laughter, now we know.
Laughter, now we know.
It's not only children who make angels in the snow.
That's Angels in the Snow, everybody, from Sing the Winter Away. We were talking about producer Bill Garrett. Now, both Bill and his partner Sue Lothrop are on your album here. They both contribute instruments, and along with a number of other people you might want to mention.
Well, stand-up bass, John Gagey, who was just a fine, fine fellow to work with. He stuck it out for about 4 days in a row and just was solid as anything. It was just a joy to work with him. We had a couple of other students come in, McGill students playing cello.
Oh, my.
I mean, Jake Klinkenberg and an oboe player named Charles Eric Fontaine.
You also have you have my neighbor on here.
Oh, yeah. Is Ian your neighbor?
Oh, yeah, he certainly is.
Ian Tamblyn, yeah. So the weird thing is we have yet to meet Ian face-to-face. It nearly happened in Toronto because he was playing at the Free Times the night after we were, or something like that, or we were playing the night after him. But the schedule just had us zooming out of town to go to a radio interview the next day, so we didn't get to meet up. But Ian recorded the tracks. We sent him the tracks that we wanted to hear.
For Angels in the Snow.
Now, was there a particular reason that you wanted Ian on the album?
Well, what I was looking for was a hammered dulcimer sound, you know, that nice high.
Textural kind of.
Yeah, you know, it has a certain airy kind of outdoor crystalline sound that I was hearing in my head. So I think he was probably the only one that could play that instrument that I knew of in Canada. So,
You should meet Scott. I think his name is Scott Chillereth. He used to play with Atlantic Union. He's out of St. John's, Newfoundland. He's a fine dulcimer player.
Okay, haven't crossed.
You should give us his name in case we get a chance to do this next year or something.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's how Ian got on here. I kind of wondered about that.
Yeah. So, well, of course, Bill knows him quite well, and he was all,
sure.
You know, he said, sure, I'd love to. So, again, it'll be so great to meet him face-to-face one of these times.
Well, he's a prolific songwriter and a regular guest on one of the shows that I do in Ottawa on CKCU FM. He has been a regular there for, 25 years. I don't know how many albums he's written, but way
30.
Beyond imagination.
30, I think 37.
Yeah, 38 or something like that. Yeah,
it's unreal.
Yeah, that's right.
He traded with us afterwards. He said it's his new one, and I've been enjoying it in the car. And, you know, his instrumentation is just fantastic. You know, it's got such depth. And
we didn't want to leave out one of the other instrumentalists was Susan Sweeney Herman, who played harp. And you mentioned Sue, who is Bill's partner. And so Bill and Sue and their daughter Karina came in to do some gang vocals,
cool.
Which you hear on One Storm From Home and Sing the Winter Away choruses.
Right.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, that's quite a collaboration that you've put together here, and it makes for a lovely album. And we've got time, we've got time for one more. And I thought we would go out with a song that I think is appropriate for the season, A Christmas Wish, if you would speak to us about A Christmas Wish.
Well, that song began as a just a feeling that I noticed that when fishermen went out sometimes this time of year, sometimes they didn't get to take a holiday like normally business people would.
Yeah, there are no rules when it comes to fishing. You don't necessarily get to have Christmas Day off.
They'd have to, you know, bring their lobster traps in if there was a storm, or take them out or move them or whatever. And I kind of put myself in the shoes of a young boy who just wanted everybody home for Christmas. And so his brothers are kind of sorry. They know they're going to have to stay out for at least several days. And he finally says, "Well, I'm going to make a wish."
Don't tell.
And just listen for the special wish that he makes in the middle of this song.
Nice. We'll go out with this one, and I want to say thanks very, very much, Robbie and Kath, for doing this. Thanks for taking the time to take us through the album. And as I say, everybody listening in today, you can hop up on their website and take a look at all the albums that they've recorded over the past several years and order some up, and particularly this one for the season.
And we'll send the request right over to Robbie in the packaging department. And Ron, it's really been lovely to catch up with you again. We thank you for including us and for taking the time, because I know you probably get dozens of seasonal winter Christmas albums that probably come across your desk. So we really appreciate the fact that you've been doing a little feature here with us today.
Well, I like the idea that it was all original material, and I thought, boy, how refreshing to play original material for a change. I mean, it gets a little tiresome listening to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer a million times. So I thought it would be fun to go after you, and then I recalled that we had met in Chelsea, and I thought this is the time to do this. So thanks again, both of you, and have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you. Happy, safe, peaceful holidays to everybody out there.
Check out,
add some new, fresh stuff to your winter playlist. We hope you won't be disappointed.
Hang them from the tree, and here's a Christmas wish to do that with.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
My brothers are all fishermen. They jig and tend their trawl. While I alone must stay at home, the youngest of them all. But each and every Christmas they leave early from the banks. When I see their boats returning, well, I stop and I give thanks. Oh, how the wind blows, whistling along. Isn't it fine when the wind blows to sing a Christmas song? Oh, when the storms grow wild upon the sea, isn't it fine to be together, gathered round the Christmas tree? Well, I recall a Christmas time way back in 83, when my brothers said, I'm sorry, but we'll have to put to sea. There's nets to set, traps to pull, and cargo to be run. But what would Christmas morning be without some Christmas fun? Oh, how the wind blows cold and wet and strong. Isn't it fine when the wind blows to sing a Christmas song? Oh, when the storms grow wild upon the sea, isn't it fine to be together all in gladsome company? A lot to me, for I was only young. There are presents to be opened and carols to be sung. And so I wished a storm to come before they left the shore. Then they'd have to stay at home as in Christmas as before. Oh, how the wind blows whistling along. Isn't it fine when the wind blows to sing a Christmas song? Oh, when the storms grow wild upon the sea, isn't it fine to be together, gathered round the Christmas tree? Well, all at once the wind began to rant and rave and roar. And soon my eldest brother ordered everyone ashore. And they grumbled and they quarreled, though nothing could be done. But sing a hearty Christmas song and have some Christmas fun. Oh, how the wind blew, it rose on Christmas Day. Wasn't it fine how the wind blew, it blew my tears away. Oh, how the storm grew, I knew they couldn't leave. Wasn't it fine how the wind blew, it blew till New Year's Eve.
Hi, this is Kim Stockwood, and you're listening to Sounds Atlantic with the lovely Ron Moores.
Well, that's the conclusion of our 12th episode of the Sounds Atlantic podcast. Hope you've enjoyed our Christmas special with Anita Best and our featured guest, Naming the Twins. And they are Kathleen Glauser and Robbie Smith. And they joined us from the lovely Nova Scotian town of Shelburne. Do tune in next week when I'll feature some highlights from this year's Sounds Atlantic podcasts. And if you have any comments about these podcasts, I'd be delighted if you'd send them along to me at ronmoores.com. This podcast is a feature from CKCU FM 93.1, where I also host the Back 40 every Saturday at noon. And Sounds Atlantic is also broadcast on CJHR 98.7 FM, Valley Heritage Radio in Renfrew, Ontario, as well as on VOBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, Newfoundland and Labrador. Sounds Atlantic is also now available through my website, as well as on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and the Stitcher Podcast Networks.
So until then, I'm your host, Ron Moores, wishing each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas and a most happy holiday season, and the best coming up in 2019. Do keep on the sunny side. Thanks so much for listening. See you back here soon.